WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Bossy Football Show, a weekly look inside the Bulldogs program featuring head coach Stephen Mullen and a member of the Bossy team. This show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, Mark's Barbecue, and by Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week 8 of the Bossy Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from the head coach, Stephen Mullen, momentarily as the Bulldogs try to get their first win of the season this coming Friday against Rice. First one of the season. That means that they're still looking for it. That means that they lost last week against a really, really talented modern-day team. We'll put a bow on that game as well and talk about some of the guys that stuck out from the game. All brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank, Award War on Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and United Fidelity Bank. All right, we'll take a step aside here from Stephen Mullen on the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners. Are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's it. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 8 of the Bossy Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Talking to the head coach of the Bulldogs, Stephen Mullen, breaking down last week's game against Notre Dame, getting ready for this week's game against Rice. Now, Coach, in talking about last week's game, you mentioned Antonio Floyd stuck out and had some nice runs. Feel like we've been talking about a handful of position players. Antonio, we have not given too much run on the radio. So from this season, as he progresses, as he grows, and sure, a senior, a leader, what is his contribution to this team, to this program, been like behind the scenes, if you can kind of give us a peek behind the curtain?
To be honest, you know, he kind of maybe struggled early on in the year, maybe not getting the touches that he normally gets. as well as maybe not getting to play the positions that he normally plays. But since then, we've had multiple conversations with him, and he's been, you know, a leader at practice, a leader in the games, and is definitely stepping up as this year moves on. You know, now he's starting to realize that there's not many high school games left, and if he wants to play at the collegiate level, that he's going to kind of start stepping it up these last few games to kind of put together some film, as well as stats to be able to send out.
Is that something that you think is in the cards for him? That's exciting. I mean, you guys have a history, recent history, of sending kids to the next level.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in the cards for him, as well as a few of the other seniors. You know, we always do whatever we can to help these kids if they want to continue their education and continue playing football. I think we're at a time, you know, in our society where there is a opportunities for kids to pursue, you know, athletics at the next level. You know, with the introduction of sprint football, as well as the multiple NAIA programs that maybe weren't around years past. So there's plenty of opportunities for kids that, you know, maybe want to continue playing as well as continue their education out there.
Stephen Mullen here on WREF talking about Antonio Floyd. Now you mentioned it's been a tough season for him. It's been a tough season for everyone in regards to trying to get those wins and Antonio playing maybe out of position. What's the main difference for him between maybe the beginning of the season and now? How has he grown on and off the field to get him to where he is now, contributing the way he did last week?
That is, you know, practice habits matches game habits, and that's a lot of the seniors as well. We went down a little bit of a stretch where we just, you know, if you're not practicing how we need you to practice and preparing for Friday, that he wasn't the only one, that you just wouldn't see a lot of time on Friday. We'll use some of the younger guys that are stepping up in practice, and it kind of gotten those older guys to, you know, improve their practice habits if they want the opportunity to play on Friday.
Stephen Mullen, the head coach for the Bossy Bulldogs here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app, talking about last week against Modern Day, getting ready for this week against Rice. We'll take a step aside, talk about the Panthers on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attention business owners, are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on week 8 of the Bossy Football Show with the head coach, Stephen Mullen. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So, in looking back at last week's game, before we go forward to this upcoming week's game, Modern Day, really, really good team, really tough team to scheme against with Mike Gable at the helm, and they get the win. What are your takeaways from that game?
Obviously, yeah, Modern Day is another great football team that, you know, in the SIC, you know, playing this schedule the last few weeks has been tough on us, obviously, and obviously even this week it doesn't get any easier. But, you know, Modern Day is a great football team, and like I was even talking to some of their coaches before the game. I mean, how tough that sectional is going to be with them in at Memorial here, you know, all the schools that are in that 3A sectional, that they kind of add to that loaded field, and, you know, they're Definitely a great football team.
You know, we were talking last week about the Memorial game and you guys losing to one of the best teams, if not the best team in the state. And we were talking about a lot about the young guys, Aiden Boyd, for example, getting experience against Memorial. Do you feel that way against Modern Day that, okay, we have lost this game and that's a bummer, but we grew because of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we're going just with playing more freshmen each week and more younger guys. Those guys are getting varsity experience early, and they're getting a varsity experience against great football teams that, you know, are some of the top teams in the state of Indiana. So, you know, going against that competition is only going to make them better down the line.
Again, Stephen Mullen here on WREF talking about the Bossy football team and trying to get their first win of the season after a really tough couple of games. And like you said, Coach, it's going to get even tougher with Wrights coming up. We'll talk about them later on in the program. But in talking about this game, yeah, again, the offense struggled, the defense, sure. What impressed you the most about your team when you turn on the tape? Yeah, it's a loss and you're reviewing a loss. But at the same time, anything on tape that you look at and you say, you know what, that wasn't too bad.
Antonio Floyd had some good runs. He's one of our senior running backs. You know, he had some good runs. He played hard on defense as well. And then obviously the young guys kind of continuing to make connections with Aiden. You know, we probably didn't have as many as we normally do in the last few games. But, you know, once again, he's a freshman. A lot of them are freshmen, and they're going to have some of those moments against these really good football teams.
That's, again, the head coach of the Bossy football team, Stephen Mullen, here on WREF. And we'll take a step aside, continuing to talk about the Bulldogs on the other side right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attention business owners, are you looking for a bank that understands your unique needs? With First Federal Savings Bank's free business checking, managing your company's finances has never been easier. No monthly fees or minimum balances, convenient online banking, unlimited number of transactions, and dedicated support from their team of experts. With their unique best rate interest rate guarantee and flexible account options, you can keep your business moving forward while maximizing your returns. Visit any of their 10 convenient banking locations to learn more. First Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Before or after the game, Mark's Barbecue and Catering has a full-service menu for you and your guests. Items on that menu for the tailgate party include pork or pulled chicken with several different sauces, including their famous sweet and sassy. For that large crowd, you can go hog wild with a full hog or a pork bomb, 2 1/4 pounds of pork sausage wrapped in bacon. Mark's Barbecue has a smaller version of the pork bomb with their pork grenades. Same great taste for a smaller appetite. Score big this season with Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Avenue in Evansville.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center.
Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Share certificates are a great way to reduce risk while receiving a guaranteed rate of return. Sterling United Federal Credit Union wants to ensure you get the best rate in town, so they'll beat or match any of the local competitors' offers. Visit SUFCU.org for the most competitive rates, or for more information, text 812-425-0111. Open a share certificate today. SUFCU. What makes them different is you. Membership eligibility and minimum deposit required. Member NCUA.
Wrapping up shop here on week 8 of the Bossy Football Show. Stephen Mullen, the head coach, talking about the Bulldogs and getting ready for the Panthers of Wright. Coach, really appreciate your time. All right, against Wright, they have been on a bit of a downslide recently. Two consecutive regular season losses for a team that before this season hadn't lost since October of 2021 in the regular season. So what have you seen from Wright specifically in the last 2 weeks and maybe surprises you about how the Panthers are playing?
I mean, they're a very good football team. They've obviously played two of the probably best teams in the conference. You know, playing Memorial, who I think that's maybe the first game that you've seen almost Memorial playing at, you know, with all their starters in. And then playing a really good Castle team that has multiple Division I kids on defensive side of the ball, very talented kids on the offensive side of the ball. So, I mean, their last two losses aren't anything to be down on. Those are two very good football teams that they lost to.
What about for your side of the line of scrimmage? What are you guys trying to do to address the Panthers and trying to upset the Panthers and get your first win of the year?
Just to continue to be aggressive on the defensive side of the ball, being able to, you know, put some pressure on their quarterback, being able to defend the run. I mean, that's all we could do, really. And then offensively, just continue to progress, continue to get better each week.
You think the turnovers is something that you guys have not an edge in per se, but have an opportunity to really expose and to take advantage of? Because Wright, a couple of weeks ago, they had a bit of a turnover problem. Ben Davies, some fumbles in there, and gave Castle a real jolt. Same goes for last week in their loss against Memorial. So is that something that you're looking at and thinking, okay, this is how we win this game?
You know, that's not just the exact thing we're looking at. I mean, our biggest thing right now is just worrying about ourselves and trying to get better. Obviously, if we can create takeaways, that helps our offense. But, like, we still have to work on our offense, not giving takeaways, not getting dumb penalties when we're driving the ball or turning the ball over ourselves. So, you know, a lot of our preparation the last few weeks has just been continuing to try and get better as a team. Obviously, we're looking at game film. We're kind of game planning around opponent strengths. But right now, it's just mainly trying to get better as a team and, you know, trying to get individual athletes, you know, more practice and more experience at different positions.
In talking about game film, I wonder if you've noticed a significant difference or development in how teams, namely for this week, Wrights, address and try to defend Aiden Boyd as he gets a little bit more tape and exposure in the SIAC.
Oh, yeah, teams are, you know, up for making adjustments to some of the things we're doing. You know, going empty, you have to kind of maybe get some of your kids out of there where they're comfortable at. That's some of the idea about going out of empty a lot or even motioning into empty. It kind of widens the field a little bit, definitely for a young quarterback to make his reads a little easier, as well as giving him the option to take off with it and, you know, developing natural running lanes for him.
Always a big home game when Wright comes to town, and they are doing just that on Friday. Bossy trying to get their first win of the season. The head coach, Stephen Mullen, here on WREF Week 8 of the Boss. Your time, good luck.
All right, thanks for having me. Go Dogs.
All right, thanks for listening to Week 8 of the Bossy Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.
You have been listening to the Bossy Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotherep.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by Evansville Estate Emporium. The show has also been brought to you by Mark's Barbecue, Sterling United Federal Credit Union, and by First Federal Savings Bank. The Bossy Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.